everyone. It's time for Phys Ed School. Take your piece of equipment out on the floor and get ready to go to school. Before we begin, let's go over the rules of the class. Rule number one, be kind to others. Rule number two, work hard to get better. And rule number three, listen and do. We're almost ready to begin. Before we begin, make sure you have good personal space. Reach your hands out, don't touch anything or anyone. Again, don't touch a wall, a person, or anything else. We're ready to begin. In Phys Ed school, a kindergarten student can put the noodle on the floor and jump back and forth over the noodle without touching it. Side to side jumping, front to back jumping, any jumping you'd like. Make sure you keep your feet together. In Phys Ed school, a first grade student can hop back and forth over the noodle without touching it. Remember, hopping is on one foot. In Phys Ed school, a second grade student can balance the noodle horizontally on one arm. Horizontal is side to side, trying to find the middle and not letting the noodle fall. In Phys Ed school, a third grade student can balance the noodle vertically on one finger. Vertically means up and down. Try to look at the top of the noodle when you do this cool trick. In phys ed school, a fourth grade student can make the following letters with their noodle. Listen very carefully. Make the letter U with your noodle. Now make the letter C with your noodle. Now make the letter O with your noodle. And finally, make the letter V with your noodle. In phys ed school, a fifth grade student can make the following letters with their noodle. Make the letter P with your noodle. Now, make the letter M with your noodle. Now make the letter W with your noodle. And finally, make the letter S with your noodle. In phys ed school, a middle school student can take their noodle, hold it vertically, put one hand under it, and launch it to the ceiling and try to catch it when it comes back to earth. In phys ed school, a high school student can hold their noodle like a jump rope and jump rope with their noodle. In phys ed school, a college student puts the noodle on the floor and tries to walk on the noodle like it's a balance beam. Try not to fall as you try this very difficult trick. Thank you. In phys ed school, a professional student takes the noodle, puts it on their head horizontally, and tries to balance it there and walk around without having it fall. Nice job, everyone. You graduated from phys ed school. Now freeze!